CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Good morning, Metro Vancouver. You are listening to Richard's show on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are broadcasting live from the Burnaby campus of Simon Fraser University on the unceded coastal Salish territories of Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. It is Saturday, May 9th, 2026. Before we get into today's topic, I want to take a quick moment. This week is Listeners Appreciation Week here at the station. When I sit in this studio behind the microphone, it is easy to forget that I'm talking to thousands of real people. Students, commuters, parents, and workers all across the Lower Mainland. I wrote a very short poem for all of you. The poem I wrote is "Through the static, across the air, past the screams and the daily glare, you tune the dial, you lend an air, and make this studio disappear. From morning traffic to the evening fade, for every text and call you have made, thank you for sharing your Saturday time and making this frequency yours and mine." Truly, thank you for being here with me every week. I love hearing from you, so please keep calling and texting the studio at 778-782-2573 and keep connecting with me on Instagram at RichardShow2025. Now, today we are talking about something very close to my heart as a computer science student: advancing technology. Are our smartphones making us lose our memories? Why are 20-somethings suddenly buying old-school flip phones? Let's kick things off with the first song track I prepared for you. It's called "Carmen" by Stallman.
De Twitter, on est bleu de lui seulement pour 48 heures. D'abord on s'affilie, ensuite on se follow, on en devient fêlé et on finit solo.
Regarde à toi
et à tous ceux qui vous like, les sourires en plastique sont souvent des coups d'hashtag.
Regarde à toi.
Ah les amis, les potes ou les followers, vous faites erreur, vous avez juste la cote.
Regarde à toi, si tu t'aimes, garde à moi.
Comme ça consomme,
somme, 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 comme ça consomme, somme, somme.
consommation. Il voudra toujours, toujours, toujours plus de choix. Voulez-vous des sentiments tombés du camion? L'offre et la demande pour unique et seule loi.
Prends garde à toi.
Mais j'en connais déjà les dangers. Moi j'ai gardé mon ticket. S'il le faut, je vais les changer, moi.
Prends garde à toi.
Et s'il le faut, j'irai me venger, moi. Cet oiseau de malheur, je le mets en cage, je le fais chanter, moi.
Prends garde à toi. Si tu t'aimes, garde à moi. Si je m'aime, garde à nous. Garde à eux, garde à vous. Et puis chacun pour soi. Et c'est comme ça qu'on s'aime, 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 s'aime. Comme ça qu'on s'aime, 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 s'aime. Et c'est comme ça qu'on s'aime, 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 s'aime. Comme ça qu'on s'aime, 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 s'aime. Et c'est comme ça qu'on s'aime, 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 s'aime. Comme ça qu'on s'aime, s'aime, s'aime. Et c'est comme ça qu'on s'aime, 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 s'aime. Comme ça qu'on s'aime, 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 s'aime.
Un jour t'achètes, un jour tu aimes. Un jour tu jettes, mais un jour tu payes. Un jour tu verras, on s'aimera. Mais avant, on crèvera tous comme des rats.
Si tu t'aimes, garde à moi. Si je m'aime, garde à nous. Garde à eux, garde à vous. Et puis chacun pour soi. Et c'est comme ça qu'on s'aime, s'aime, s'aime.
Welcome back. Let's start with your brain. Think about the year 2005. If you wanted to call your best friend, your mom or your partner, you knew their phone number by heart. You probably had 10 phone numbers memorized. Today, if I lost my phone, I would barely know how to call anyone. Psychologists call this digital amnesia because we know our phone stores the information, our brain simply deletes it to save energy. We do the same thing with GPS. We blindly follow the blue lines on our maps, meaning we never built a mental map for Vancouver in our heads. But philosophers have a different, more positive name for that. They call it the extended mind. The theory is that your smartphone is no longer just a tool. It is literally an external hard drive for your brain. By offloading phone numbers and directions to your phone, your brain is theoretically freeing up processing power for higher level creative thinking. Me, myself, very agree with this one. For the calendars, I use calendar to organize my events, agendas. For example, next week, Thursday, there is an event for graduate student and undergrad to cooperate in research programs, projects. I send that to my Gemini, Google Gemini chatbot, and I ask them to copy paste the event into it, say please add it to my calendar, then it will add to my calendar. I do not need to spend any brain energy to memorize the thing at all during the following 6 days. That saves my energy to do other things, because especially when the semester gets busy, we have a fully booked week. It really relieves our stress to memorize what's going on next. We only need to do following our calendar. So the takeaway here is you get to choose what you offload. Don't let your brain get completely lazy. Your challenge this week can be to memorize your partner's or your best friend's phone number and turn off the GPS for the last 5 kilometers of your drive home. Force your brain to do the work. Usually for me, if I find a new place and commute to that place often, after 3 or 4 times, I can memorize the map. I will force myself to turn off the map and to use my memory to find the place. Sometimes you may, I may went astray to another street, but I can quickly correct myself. It doesn't take long, 1 or 2 minutes. That's the same theory for memorize sheet music. When we force ourselves to memorize it, you'll find it's easier than you imagine. After 4 times playing with it, you probably can memorize 70% of the sheet music. Then you only need to focus and fix the 30% left. That's what I learned from SFU Choir, and I practiced that with my piano learning and clarinet performing. Let's listen to the second soundtrack called Cirque de Bihat by Gong de Anfang.
C'est assez de citer, de plus m'en séparer.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Make sure to follow the Instagram at RichardTheShow2025. Because of the digital amnesia and the sheer exhaustion of constant notification, we are seeing a massive counter movement in 2026. The ultimate luxury in technology right now is disconnecting. There is a huge trend of people in their 20s and 30s buying dumb phones, basic flip phones that can only call and text. They take their SIM card out of their iPhone on Friday night, put it in the flip phone, and live the entire weekend without Instagram, without emails, and without news alerts. It's called digital minimalism. We have realized that the smartphone is an incredible tool, but a terrible master. I do see students in SFU when we were in the same elevator. I see that he pulled out his phone. I see it's a flip phone, and he's checking his message. I asked him why he switched to the flip phone. He said, "I want to focus on study. I do not want to be distracted by those apps." And I find it's useful. Also, there is a function in iPhone called assistive access mode. I turn on that as well when I feel I do not have a good mindset and energy bar during the study time. I will turn on that mode, and in that mode I can only access several apps I chose. Definitely I will not choose Instagram in that app. The takeaway here is, if you don't want to buy a flip phone, you can dumb down your smartphone today. Go into your accessibility setting and turn your screen to grayscale, black and white, without the bright red notification badges and the colorful app icons. Your iPhone instantly becomes boring. Your screen time will drop by 50% immediately. Let's listen to the third soundtrack I prepared for you by Ben Mazue, called Ganja Marsh.
Oula, faut que j'envoie ces lettres. Faut que je rappelle mon père d'abord. Faut que je prévoie cette fête. J'ai promis de faire pour le disque d'or. Faut que je pense à l'été. Trouver des colos pour les gamins. Demander quand est-ce que je les ai. Et puis pour qu'ils voient leurs cousins. Faut que je sache ce que mes sœurs ont prévu. Elles vont me dire qu'elles m'ont déjà dit. Je vais répondre oui, mais que je sais plus. Puis faudra que je pense à samedi. J'aimerais les emmener à la mer, loin de ces humeurs grisâtres. Et dimanche, on ira voir mon père. On regardera le match tous les quatre. Pour ça, faut que je l'appelle d'abord lui. Puis cette fille à qui j'avais promis. Déjà il y a 5 jours que demain, je la contacterai, c'est certain. Et que je lui donnerai mon avis sur ce truc-là qu'elle a sorti, un podcast sur les interdits, que j'ai trouvé d'ailleurs très bien. Et puis il faut que je poste un beau contenu, je sais pas, un truc nouveau. Et vu le temps que je passe dessus, beaucoup trop peu pour que ce soit beau, ça va être nul. Et le pire, c'est que je vais réussir à trouver un autre que moi à qui en vouloir pour ça.
Stop, ça y est, j'arrête de penser, je vais courir, je vais marcher. Stop, allez.
de me presser. Je vais courir, je vais marcher, je vais sourire. Stop, ça y est, j'arrête de penser. Je vais courir, je vais marcher. Stop, allez, j'arrête de me presser. Je vais courir, je vais marcher, je vais sourire.
Ça, il y a le silence de mes amis, à qui j'ai renoncé par amour, et qui me rappellent qu'aujourd'hui, je n'ai plus ni elle, ni le temps pour ne serait-ce que les reconquérir. Et puis, plus on vieillit, moins on comprend les gens qui nous entourent. Plus on vieillit, moins on comprend tout court. Alors, il y a l'amour des enfants, avec ça, tu manques plus de rien. Moi, je les aime tellement, justement, que j'ai tout le temps peur de pas faire bien. Faut dire qu'on parle des blessures faites par le regard d'un père. La moitié des gens malheureux sur cette terre le sont de cette manière. À quoi sert vraiment l'exigence ? Pourquoi on souhaite être excellent quand on voit dans quelle déshérence se retrouvent les génies souvent? Moi je voudrais leur apprendre à être heureux avant d'être brillant. Je voudrais leur apprendre à être heureux souvent. Souvent. Est-ce que je veux pour ce que je veux? C'est bien moins important que ce que je suis. Les gamins, c'est faites ce que je fais, pas faites ce que je veux, encore moins faites ce que je dis. Dans ce cas-là, tant mieux pour la musique, tant mieux pour l'énergie, tant mieux pour les envies. Et pour le reste.
Welcome back to Richard's show. Test your thoughts to 778-782-2573. Let's talk about how advancing technology is draining our wallets. The subscription economy. 10 years ago, if you wanted Microsoft Office or Photoshop, you bought a CD, installed it, and owned it forever. If you bought a car, you owned the features inside it. Today, technology has allowed companies to shift from the ownership to renting. You don't buy software anymore, you pay $15 a month for the rest of your life. You are seeing car companies try to charge a $10 monthly subscription to unlock the heated seats that are already physically installed in your car. You have fitness apps, meditation apps, streaming services and food deliveries. Because it's just $5 here and $10 there, we don't notice the financial bleed. So the takeaway here is the digital audit. This weekend, you can go into your Apple ID or Google Play settings. Click on subscriptions and look at what you are paying for. I guarantee you will find an app you downloaded in 2024, used once, and have been paying $5 a month for ever since. So you can cancel that ghost subscriptions. For me, the subscriptions I've done and still been using is the Instacart. Yeah, I do not like do groceries. I don't like go to supermarket. I would rather pay the subscription and the deliver fee to have someone order that for me. Also, the subscriptions I have, I used to have Duolingo, but now I stick with the free version. I don't watch the ad because when I finish one session, I go out of the app, so they don't give me the chance to go through the ad. That's why I skip the advertisement. Other subscriptions might be credit card. Some credit card charge the annual fee. And the tuition in SFU, they force you to subscribe to SFU Gym Fitness Center. Also subscribe to the newspapers and our radio station, CJSF. Now let's take a break and listen to a song track by V&A Music called Bala.
Tristesse, tu me traquais, tu m'avais vu.